And on the surface of the pond, we have the freezing and the thawing. And on the surface of the pond, we have the collection of all of the debris and all of the dirt and so on. And all of the storms of our pond are on the surface. But if you go just below the surface, you have fewer disturbances. And if you get way down, way below the surface, you have the serenity, you have the peace. And it's the same true of your mind. On the surface of your mind is where all of the disturbances are. This is what we call chatter. And there's this constant 60,000 thoughts a day. I've got to do this, now I've got to do that. Oop, I want to get there, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. I've got to get the children, and the children have got to be picked up from school. And when I have to bring them from school, I've got to get some diapers and a diaper rash. And I've got to, and it's just this endless kind of chatter. So if you have a whole day in which you're conscious for, say, 17 or 18 hours, and you have 60,000 thoughts, you have almost no opportunity to go into the gap, which is the place where all creation takes place, the ability to create the life that you want and the peace that you want. If you can reduce that from 60,000 thoughts to 20,000 thoughts a day by meditating. And I always often say that when people say, I don't have time to meditate, I suggest that every time you stop at a red light, you have an opportunity to meditate. The light will stay red for 2 minutes, in many cases. You go into a deep meditation, and as soon as you stop, there's always someone behind you to let you know when your 2 minutes are up. You don't have to worry about overstepping your bounds. And if you stop at 20 red lights a day, you know, you've got yourself 40 minutes or so of meditation time. You can do it at any moment that you want. You can take the opportunity to do this. But understanding this concept of the gap, remember, it is out of the silence. When I talked to a composer of music, and he said, the silence that the note comes from is just as important a part of the music as is the note itself. That you have to be able to go to that place. And it's so it is true with whatever it is you want to create in your own life. It is out of the void. So the gap is not just a fun thing to talk about. It is a way of reducing the amount of chatter on the surface of your mind and going down to the depths where you'll come to make conscious contact with God, that which is indivisible. You can't divide the silence. So I'd like to take a prayer that most people in the Western world know about. It's called the Lord's Prayer. And I'd like to take the first few words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. 10 words or so. And I'd like to have you, in your mind, put your attention on the word that I speak. And then I'd like to take a moment to go to the next word. And I'll direct you as when to do this. And then I would like to have you slip back into the gap between the two words. And just notice how you feel when you're in the gap and try to stay there for 10 or 15 seconds. And then we'll go to the next word. And we'll do this for a few moments. And then we'll conclude. Okay?